This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:19 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Mokhtar and Wong Xiaoning. And we're turning our attention to child welfare issues in Malaysia. According to government statistics, there were 1,100 child abuse cases recorded in the first 6 months of this year nationwide. 55% of cases involved physical abuse, while 40% involved sexual abuse. 68% of these cases involved girls.
Now, more recently, two children aged 8 and 6 were rescued by the Selangor Fire and Rescue Department when one of them attempted to escape through a window on the fourth floor, and they were suspected of being abused by relatives. All this highlights the importance of child protection officers, which the country is short of. Minister Datuk Sri Rina Harun said that currently one officer handles 50 to 100 cases of child abuse and neglect, while the target ideally should be a ratio of one officer to around 30 cases.
So what needs to be done to strengthen child protection and ensure that the well-being of children is considered and handled sensitively, especially for cases of abuse? For some thoughts on this, we are speaking now to Ananti Rajasingam, the CEO of Yayasan Chowkit. Ana, good morning. Thanks very much for joining us. Could you walk us through the responsibilities and roles of a child protection officer, and how critical is their role in preventing child abuse?
Okay, so basically, as the name says it, right, child protection is about protecting children, and the main role is to promote the children's well-being and protect them from harm and abuse. So that would also include like rescuing children from abusive situations, and also creating interventions and rehabilitation once they're rescued. The role also, you know, one of the responsibilities is also to work with the courts to find justice for the children who've been abused. Yeah.
So, of course, our Women, Family and Community Development Minister, Datuk Sri Rina Harun, highlighted the inadequate number of child protection officers under the Social Welfare Department. Tell us, how bad is the situation and what would the impact be because of this shortage?
Okay, so this is not really a current issue. Like previously, it was reported there were very few officers on ground. And in January 2021, if I'm not mistaken, there was the approval of additional officers to be integrated into the system. It was announced. So, you know, I'm still just wondering, why is it 20 months down the line and there's still a delayed response from the ministry on placing new officers? And the impact of, you know, having very few officers, like even for us, you know, we are social workers, when there's very few managing so many cases, there's a high chance of burnout among the social workers or the child protection officers, as well as delayed response to emergencies. And, you know, sometimes children get left unattended as well. So if there's a call of distress, if there's not enough social workers, it will be much more longer it'll take for the child protection officers to actually go to the scene, which can cause more harm to children who are being abused.
So it is a matter of needing more resources in order to respond to crisis cases. Ana, you mentioned that you're not too sure why there's been this delay in hiring or recruiting more child protection officers and placing them. Do you think this is down to a budget issue, or is it perhaps a resource issue where there aren't enough candidates applying for these jobs?
I would say most of it is budget issue, because there are a lot of graduates in social work from many local universities who are still waiting for job placements, and many of them have applied, you know, like, because we also interview social workers. So many of them have applied for government jobs and they're waiting for placements, but they have not really received any placements. So I would say it's more of a funding issue where there's not enough budget put in for child protection officers.
And so what can the minister do to rectify the situation immediately? I mean, she said that it's a problem. So what do you suggest to her? Is looking at partnerships with NGOs one way to counter the issue, at least in the short term?
Yeah, but first they need to approve the social work profession bill in the next parliament sitting. And then, of course, government should work with the NGOs in partnership with NGOs. But the tabling of the professional bill should go in first. And then work with us. Because the thing is, right now, only government social workers are recognized as child protection officers. NGO social workers are not. It is time, yeah, if you want short-term support, then definitely they need to recognize the NGO, social workers, as child protection officers as well.
Okay, help us, give us some context in terms of this social protection bill. What is it? Why is it so important? What is included in that bill?
Okay, so basically now what is happening in Malaysia is if you're a government social worker or a child protection officer, then you're recognized to actually represent children in court, or, you know, when it comes to any cases, then only government social workers are recognized social workers. Whereas there's a lot of other social workers who are working on the ground with abused children or children who are trafficked, and they're not recognized yet. So this bill is really important to recognize every social worker who graduates as a social worker to be a child protection officer. That can support the entire ecosystem, you know. It's not just about who government goes and reaches out to when there's a distress call. It can be anyone, social workers with experience, with background in social work, to be also recognized as a child protection officer.
All right. This has been a discussion. It's a long time in the making, right? I think we've had discussions with other NGOs as well, calling for this bill to be passed quickly in order to strengthen social workers and especially child protection officers. While we have you on the line, Anna, we are looking ahead to Budget 2023. That's going to be on October the 7th. Is there a wish list that you have? What areas should the government really pay close attention to when it comes to protecting children and improving their welfare?
Okay, so I wouldn't reinvent the wheel. So we have a child rights coalition that's made out of many NGOs. And recently, I would like to quote from Dato' Dr. Amar, who wrote an article, and it was published in some of the papers. One of it was actually to revamp and to strengthen the welfare department. Mm-hmm. So that includes, like, you know, putting in more social workers, training for the child protection officers, because that is one of the most crucial at this point with the very, very limited training. It can also be quite a lot of these issues, you know, when you're not trained properly, they don't know how to handle child abuse.
Can you elaborate a little bit on that, Anna? What does it take to become a child protection officer? What kind of skills or knowledge is needed for someone to be able to handle that role effectively?
Okay, so you need to have at least a background. Like for us, right, we are from an NGO, and all our social workers actually trained in the field, in the sense that, one, they have a degree in social work or a master's. Two, they come into to work and they learn, they gain the experience. Whereas the government social workers, a lot of them are from different fields. So you can have a finance person becoming a child protection officer.
Mm-hmm.
So it really does not, they don't have the values of or the professional ethics of a social worker.
Do you think one other solution would be to actually establish a dedicated children's ministry or separate department under the current women's ministry? Should that be a priority as well?
Yes. So actually, that was my second point, to establish the children's ministry, which will have more manpower and financial resources to effectively, you know, plan, coordinate and implement all the activities at many levels. So we need actually one special, because currently the Ministry of Women is quite broad and they take care of many issues, which, you know, it can be quite overwhelming as well. Having one focusing on children alone is very, very crucial at this point.
Anna, thank you very much for speaking with us. That was Ananthi Rajasingam, CEO of Yayasan Chowkit, talking to us about the important role that child protection officers play, highlighting the gaps that exist in the system and ways that the government could consider to fill those gaps.
Yeah, I think one thing is to really consider the efforts of the NGOs, right? Empower them also, be part of the solution. Because if really we can't get enough child protection officers due to budget, which is, to me, not very valid reason, then in the meantime, what's going to happen to all these children who need protection, right? We can't just ignore the problem and think that somehow it will go away.
Indeed. I think this is something that we need to, I guess, get more answers from, more clarity and more action for sure.
Yeah.
The minister has acknowledged this issue, so hopefully we will see some progress in this, you know, in the very near future and not wait maybe till after the elections. I feel that the elections are taking up a lot of people's focus at the point, but these issues really need attention in the meantime. It is 7:28 in the morning. We're heading into the 7:30 a.m. news bulletin. And when we come back, could Indonesian President Joko Widodo, who is barred from serving a third term as president, end up running as vice president? We're going to ask that question. That's happening after the 7:30 news bulletin. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.